All right, get this. We're headed to Wishram, Washington this week, where apparently the gym's getting a whole mural makeover. Plus, they just had a Valentine's thing for families.
Wow, a mural makeover. That's pretty cool for a tiny rural school district. You don't hear that every day.
Right. Who knew they had so much going on?
So how are we getting this inside scoop?
All thanks to the superintendent, Mr. Churchwell. He sends out these weekly updates, and well, think of this deep dive as your express pass to, like, understanding what life is really like in Wishram School.
I'm ready to get the full picture. Lay it on me.
Okay, so let's rewind to the week of February 10th. Eighth graders took a field trip to Central Washington University.
Oh, wow. That's pretty impressive for a rural middle school, isn't it?
Seems like it, right?
Yeah. You know, it really makes you think. It highlights this trend we're seeing more and more across rural education. I mean, getting kids thinking about college earlier and earlier.
Trying to combat that brain drain.
Exactly. Mm. Trying to keep those bright minds in their communities.
Makes sense. Mm. Plant those seeds early.
Definitely.
Of course, there are basketball games. Got to have those Friday night lights, even in a small town.
Of course. Can't forget those.
And that Valentine's event for families. They're clearly focusing on building a sense of community.
It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, that whole community aspect is often a real strength of rural schools. Smaller classes, those closer relationships, it really creates a different kind of learning environment.
Oh, and this is where it gets really interesting. Mr. Churchwell, he attended a county emergency planning meeting. Now, I don't know about you, but...
That's a little out of the ordinary, isn't it? I mean, for a superintendent.
Right. What do you think is going on in the county?
Who knows? Has there been a string of severe weather, maybe a public health concern? It's definitely unusual.
Yeah, it feels like there's a bigger story there.
I'd say so.
And get this, the update lists a whole bunch of other meetings, too. Program committee, community council, leadership training, even one about standard response protocol. Being a superintendent is more than just handing out diplomas.
It really is. It's a good reminder, though, that rural superintendents wear a lot of hats. I mean, they're not just educational leaders. They're deeply embedded in the community, you know, navigating all sorts of challenges we might not even be aware of.
And amidst all that, he still finds time to give a shout out to Molly the muralist, who's working on the gym. Love that personal touch.
It is a nice touch, isn't it? It's a small detail, but it reveals a lot about Mr. Churchwell's leadership style, you know? He values individual contributions, even amidst a packed schedule. That kind of recognition can really boost morale.
Okay, fast forward to the upcoming week, February 17th to 21st. Mm-hmm. President's Day, no school for the kids, but the mobile medical unit will be there.
Wow, now that's dedication. I mean, even on a holiday, they're making sure those services are available.
It's actually a great example of how rural schools are really stepping up to address healthcare disparities. Mm. Think about it. If families have to travel long distances for medical care, having that mobile unit right there at the school
removes a huge barrier, yeah.
That's such a good point. You know, sometimes it's easy to overlook those practical challenges facing rural communities.
Absolutely. Makes you wonder, though, you know, should schools be shouldering this responsibility? I mean, it speaks to a larger issue, right? Access to healthcare in those rural areas.
We also have a late start Wednesday.
We'll tell those.
Yeah, those are always nice.
And another meeting from Mr. Churchwell, this time with his superintendent mentor. Now, how often do you hear about superintendents having mentors?
Not very often, especially in a smaller district like Wishram. You might assume the superintendent, you know, has seen and done it all by now.
Right.
But the fact that he's still seeking guidance, it suggests he's committed to that ongoing learning and growth, which is pretty impressive.
Make you wonder what kind of challenges are unique to being a superintendent in a rural area, right?
Right.
What kind of wisdom is he seeking from this mentor? I imagine it's a mix of things, you know. Funding challenges are a big one for rural schools. Attracting and retaining qualified teachers, that's another hurdle. And then there's the constant pressure to do more with less, all while navigating the unique dynamics of a small, tight-knit community.
I bet those mentoring sessions could be a podcast in themselves.
Absolutely. I'd love to be a fly on the wall for those conversations.
Okay, wrapping up the week's preview. The school therapist will be on site Tuesday. It makes you think, what kind of support do students need these days, even in a seemingly idyllic rural setting?
It is a crucial question. We often, you know, romanticize rural life, but students in these communities face their own set of pressures. Economic hardship, isolation, maybe even the ripple effects of those events that prompted that emergency planning meeting. Having a therapist on hand, I mean, that's a vital resource.
It definitely seems like there's more beneath the surface of this seemingly simple weekly update.
It's like a puzzle, isn't it? We're getting these glimpses into the daily life of Wishram School, but there's a whole backstory we're only just beginning to uncover.
It does. It really makes you think about the hidden complexities of rural education.
Yeah, for sure. And it just goes to show that these weekly updates are so much more than just schedules and, you know, announcements.
Right.
They're these little windows into the heart of a community.
Yeah.
Speaking of community, those family events like the Valentine's gathering, they're not just fun and games, right? They're
No, definitely not. They play a crucial role in fostering that sense of belonging, right?
Yeah.
Especially in rural areas where, you know, social connections can be a little more spread out.
That's a good point. So it's about creating that support network for students, for families.
Exactly.
You know, it's funny. We often talk about the challenges of rural education, but what about the advantages? What do you think makes these schools special? Well, that close-knit community, for one, can be a huge asset. I mean, teachers know their students personally, families are actively involved, and everyone's looking out for each other. It's that sense of collective responsibility that you don't always find in, you know, larger, more impersonal districts.
I can see how that would create a much more supportive learning environment mm-hmm. for the students.
Yeah.
It's not just about academics, right? It's about nurturing the whole child.
Absolutely. And let's not forget the resilience and resourcefulness of those rural educators. I mean, they're used to doing more with less, finding those creative solutions and adapting to whatever challenges come their way, you know?
Right. Speaking of challenges, we can't ignore that emergency planning meeting. It definitely raises some red flags. What do you make of it?
It's hard to say for sure without more context, but it could be anything, really, from those severe weather events, which are, you know, becoming more frequent and intense these days, to infrastructure issues or even economic downturns impacting the community. Rural areas are often hit hardest by these kinds of things.
True. And it's a reminder that schools don't exist in a vacuum.
Right, right.
They're deeply intertwined with the well-being of the entire community.
And the superintendent is often right at the center of those interconnected challenges. Think about it. Mr. Churchwell's attending community council meetings, emergency planning sessions, leadership training. He's got his finger on the pulse of everything happening in Wishram.
It's almost like he's playing the role of like a small town mayor.
Yeah.
As much as an educational leader.
In a way, yeah. He's a community builder, an advocate, a problem solver. And those superintendent mentoring sessions, those are probably crucial for navigating all those complex situations.
I'm starting to see why that mentorship is so important. It's not just about, you know, sharing best practices. It's about having someone to lean on,
yeah,
to bounce ideas off of, to get advice from when those tough decisions come up.
Absolutely. And let's not forget the importance of his focus on student well-being, bringing in a school therapist, ensuring that mobile medical unit is available even on holidays. These are all signs of a leader who understands that a child's success goes beyond just test scores, you know?
You know what's so fascinating? It's just how much we can actually glean about a school and its community just from one weekly update. It's like a little time capsule of rural life in 2025.
It really is. And it just reminds us that even in this age of technology and globalization, the heartbeat of a small town is often still found in its school.
We've talked a lot about Mr. Churchwell's leadership, but what about the students themselves? What do you think this update tells us about their experiences at Wishram?
Well, we see evidence of a focus on, you know, college and career readiness with that eighth grade trip to Central Washington University. And we see an emphasis on community involvement through those family events. And we see a commitment to their well-being with the on-site therapist and that mobile medical unit.
It paints a picture of a school that's trying to provide a well-rounded education, equipping these students with, like, the skills and support they need to thrive, both in Wishram and beyond.
Exactly. And those murals in the gym, they might seem like a small detail, but they contribute to a positive and inspiring learning environment. You know, it's all interconnected.
It makes you wonder what those students are thinking and feeling as they're walking those halls. What are their dreams, their fears, their hopes for the future?
That's a great question. It's easy to get caught up in the logistics and the challenges, but at the end of the day, it's all about those individual students and their journeys.
And those journeys are likely shaped by the unique context of rural life, you know, the close community ties, the access to nature, the challenges and opportunities that come with living in a smaller town.
Absolutely. These aren't just students, they're future farmers, artists, entrepreneurs, teachers, community leaders. The possibilities are endless.
You know, one thing that kind of struck me about this update was the lack of mention of technology. You'd think in 2025 it would be, you know, front and center in everything. But maybe that's a deliberate choice.
That's a very astute observation. Perhaps Wishram School is taking a more balanced approach, you know? Recognizing the value of face-to-face interaction, hands-on learning, and community building alongside the digital world.
It's a good reminder that technology isn't a magic bullet. It's about finding the right tools and approaches to meet the unique needs of each community.
And speaking of community, I'm curious about the role of parents and families in Wishram. We see hints of their involvement, but I'd love to know more.
Me too. Are they active in, school decision-making? Do they volunteer in classrooms? What kind of support do they provide outside of school? There's a whole other layer of this story waiting to be explored.
It's like we've just scratched the surface of life in Wishram. There's so much more to uncover.
It really does feel like we've only just begun to kind of explore the intricacies of Wishram School and, like, rural education as a whole.
You know? It really is. That's the beauty of these deep dives, isn't it? We start with something that seems like, oh, it's just a simple document, a weekly update, and it just, like, unfolds into this whole multifaceted story with so many layers to unravel.
You know, for our listeners who might not be as familiar with rural education, what would you say are, like, some of the key things we've learned about Wishram so far?
I think, honestly, what stands out the most is that sense of community, right? It's clear that Wishram School isn't just a place for learning. It's like a hub, a gathering place, a support system for the whole town.
Yeah, almost like the school is the heart of Wishram.
Exactly. And, you know, that brings both challenges and opportunities, right? You have limited resources, maybe greater travel distances for students and staff, but you also have this incredible sense of togetherness. Everyone knows each other. Everyone supports each other. It's a very different dynamic from a larger, more urban district.
For sure. And we've also seen how Wishram is tackling some pretty important issues head on. Right. Things like college readiness, healthcare access, student mental health. They're not shying away from those complex challenges.
No, not at all. And that speaks to the dedication and creativity of those rural educators. They're working with less funding, often fewer resources, but they find ways to innovate to meet those needs of their students.
It's really inspiring to see. Okay, so before we wrap up this deep dive into Wishram School, I want to leave our listeners with maybe like a thought-provoking question.
Okay. I'm all yours.
So, based on everything we've gleaned from this one weekly update, what does it tell us about the priorities and the challenges facing a rural school in 2025?
That is a great question, and I think the update gives us a lot to think about. It suggests that rural schools are still grappling with issues of equity and access, whether it's access to healthcare, higher education, or those specialized support services.
Right. And it also kind of highlights the evolving role of a superintendent. Like, it's not just about managing budgets and curriculum anymore. It's about being a community leader, an advocate, a problem solver, someone who can really connect the dots between the school and the wider world.
Exactly. And I think that's a trend that we'll continue to see in the years to come as rural communities face, you know, those new challenges and opportunities.
Well said. I feel like we could spend another hour unpacking all the insights from this update, but for now, we'll have to leave it there.
It really has been a fascinating deep dive into Wishram School.
Thanks for joining us on this journey into rural education.
It's been a pleasure, as always.
And to all the students, staff, and families in Wishram, keep up the amazing work. You're an inspiration to us all.
And to our listeners, stay curious, keep exploring, and never underestimate the power of a small school with a big heart.
That's a wrap.